Sokala Duma Radio. All right, now we move on to some interesting stuff that grabbed the headlines for the whole of this week, and that is the ICASA's proposed broadcasting regulations. For the whole of this week, all our three major sporting codes, which includes rugby, cricket, and our soccer, made their submissions to ICASA this week. We understand the PSL made theirs on Wednesday, but to get more clarity on that, we spoke to ICASA's spokesperson, and that is Upaseka Maleka, and this was a conversation with him. Enjoy. Now joining us on the line is ICASA spokesperson, that is Upaseka Maleka. Upaseka, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Very well. Butam, a lot has been said about this ICASA and their proposed sports broadcasting regulations, and many people are still in the dark about this whole situation. Can you briefly explain to our listeners what the aim of this whole situation is?
Okay, you know what's happening is that this is the regulations that were published in 2010.
Sure.
And normally what happens is that ICASA keeps on reviewing its regulations every now and then, and in most cases, every 3 years. Mm. So these regulations have been there for quite some time now. And what we are doing is just to review those.
Sure.
And we have put them outside for public comments, because we are required in terms of the law to consult extensively before we develop any specific regulation. Because we understand the fact that the regulation will obviously affect licensees and how they do their business. Mm. So it's important for us to do the consultation. So we published the regulations on the last year, December, and we also extended the submission date. Mm. So right now we've been doing the public hearings for the past for this whole week, since Monday.
Sure.
And then we've seen a number of sports federations coming through. They've made their submissions to ICASA, their written submissions, and also their oral submissions during the hearings. So we're still listening to them, because what we've published is not a final regulation.
Mm.
It's still in the consultative phase. So we are receiving those comments, those submissions, and then those submissions will help us to be able to come up with the final decision in terms of what the regulations will be.
Yeah, and who will make the final decision, and when can the public, the South African public, expect the final decision?
Well, the next process from this one is going to be the post-hearing analysis. So meaning that we are going to look into the oral submissions that were made this week together with the written submissions and do the analysis of all of those. Because what we have noticed is that there are those that are in support of the regulations and there are those who are not in support of the regulations. So for us as a regulator, it is to strike a balance between the two. That's exactly what we're trying to do. And also, we are doing this not in our interest, but in the public interest, because we have a constitutional mandate as a Chapter 9 institution to discharge such kind of regulations. So that's exactly what we're doing right now. So the post-hearing analysis will take place, and then as soon as that is done, we are going to the possibilities that we might publish them again for a second round of consultations. And soon after that, then the committee will then sit down and draft a final regulation and send it to the ICASA Council for a decision.
Okay. Now, Budam, can you tell us what is ICASA hoping to have achieved by the time all these sporting codes have made their submissions? What is ICASA hoping to have achieved by the end of it all?
Well, our goal is to come up with the regulations that have been consulted. That's why we're doing it. That's what we're hoping to achieve. Right now, we don't know how the regulations are going to be until such time that we've considered all the submissions and we are able to strike a balance.
Mm.
And what is also important, that something that I want to also raise that I've seen happening, especially in the media, is that it's being pushed out there as if ICASA is trying to kill the sport.
Yeah.
Well, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand that some of the presenters are saying that.
Yeah.
To say, you know, ICASA is trying to collapse the sport.
Sure.
And there is no such a thing.
Mm.
ICASA cannot collapse sport, because we are South Africans and we are doing this for South Africans. So how do we then collapse our own sport?
Mm.
We can't do that.
Mm. Mm.
So like any other regulation, we consult and then we come up with a final decision that is highly consulted, with everybody having made, all the interested parties having made their submissions.
Sure.
Then we come up with a balanced view in terms of how we should regulate moving forward.
Mm. And Budam, I was coming to that because there's been a lot of speculation in the media, just like you have said. Talking about the broadcasting thing, I mean, the biggest contributor of money for any sports in the world is broadcasting. I mean, via the broadcast rights, right? I mean, the pay-per-view is the single most important drive than actual sponsorship. Hence, for example, you see in the English Premier League in England, they can afford to be without a main sponsor for years since it stopped being the Barclays Premier League. Are you not afraid as ICASA that should these, I mean, proposed regulation pass, the biggest sporting codes might collapse, like they are saying, the PSL, that's their fear?
No, no. What we are trying to do, I don't want to get into the nitty-gritties of who said what and who's saying what.
Sure.
Because we are still going to analyze those submissions. And the hearings are still ongoing until today, later today. So we've had all those views from different sporting codes.
Sure.
Issues surrounding the revenue, how it's going to affect the revenue, and all those things, you know, we've had those things. But now, also what is also important is the fact that ICASA regulates broadcasters. You know what I mean?
Sure.
We regulate broadcasters, so that's why we don't even want to get into the issues of how PSL is going to lose money and all that. But they are free to make those submissions to us, and we are able to look at them and say, yes, if the regulations were to go this way, it may affect them this way or what. So we have to strike the balance. That's what we're trying to do. So as for now, it's important for us to get those views, and then they will definitely give us an idea of where the regulation should go.
Yes, Budam, there's people who are afraid in all of this, even though we might not mention names, but there's been something saying that there are people like ICASA wants most of the PSL matches to be broadcast on the free-to-air channel, which is the SABC. But there are people who are saying that is already happening because we see some games being broadcast between SuperSport and SABC. Now, 66% of matches that are broadcast on SABC are football matches. Now, where does ICASA want all of this to stand? What percentage, maybe, are you expecting SABC to broadcast football games on TV?
Well, we are not expecting any specific percentage, but what we are trying to do is, in terms of that regulation, is to ensure that all South Africans have access to sports, especially sports of national sporting events.
Sure.
You know, that's what we're trying to do. So, but now, remember, we're not talking only SABC, because when you talk free-to-air, we're also talking TV, we're also talking Kwesi TV that has just been licensed. So it's not necessarily about the SABC only.
Sure.
So it's about all those other free-to-air entities. So we as the authority, would like to see South Africans having access to sports, because what we've also noticed is that a lot of these most important sporting events are accessible through subscription based platforms. And when you look at the demographics of our society in South Africa, not everyone has got access to subscription broadcasting platforms. So a lot of people depend on free to air for information, for education, for anything that you may want to see on television. So what we are saying is that we need people to have access. But now, this is what we'd like to see as the authority. But now, since we are still engaging, the final regulations will tell us as to where we would be after this whole process has come to an end. And we also understand that the issue of rights and buying and selling of rights, and also if you look into our the law itself, the Electronic Communications Act, it makes provision for sub-licensing of certain rights. So which is something that we've also been seeing happening, that there's been sub-licensing, but that's why some of the presenters are saying, but your free-to-air broadcasters do not have money to buy the sub-license rights.
Sure.
I mean, those are the arguments that we are hearing, and we appreciate such arguments, because those are the arguments that are going to help us to come up with the final regulation.
Paseka Maleka, spokesperson of the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa. Thank you so much, Tata, for taking your time and speaking to us on Sokola Duma Radio.
And course, Bab.
Dabulele.
Sokola Duma Radio.
And as always here at Sokala Duma, we always make sure we keep our stories balanced. We also had a legal expert in sport. We spoke to Advocate Mkhonto Maliba, who explained to us in detail what these whole proposed regulations could mean for the PSL should it pass and be implemented. Sit back and enjoy the interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And on the line, we've got Mkhonto Mafana. He's a sports attorney. But Mkhonto, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me. Hello, and hello to your listeners.
Budam, there's been a lot of debacle between ICASA and the broadcasting company, and also the PSL in particular, since we are serving football. But
okay,
everybody would love to watch the EPL, I mean the La Liga, all these other big leagues all around the world for free, including our very own Premier Soccer League. But there are fears among the top brass of the PSL that the day that happens, that will be the end of our football. What's your take on that?
No, I can't agree with the sentiment that will be the end of football.
Mm.
What you have to bear in mind is that football now is a business. It's a big, big business.
Mm.
Since you mentioned EPL, if you go there, the amount those players are making a year,
mm.
you'll find guys have salaries of 400 million a year, 200 million, that's obviously in rent.
Mm.
So guys are making £400,000 a week. And also they also have to run their clubs, and it's big business.
Mm.
And you can't watch sports for free. But I would like to concentrate on the PSL.
Sure.
You know, PSL, because this is what you're obviously calling about. Now the PSL is have got a contract with SuperSport, let's say MultiChoice.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So now how the PSL basically generates around about 800. Close to 900 million a year,
mm.
right?
Sure.
And most of that money, about 60%, is generated via broadcasting rights, which is, and that 35% is generated from sponsorships.
Mm.
And basically, they help the PSL run the league in the sense that a lot of that money goes back to the clubs in the form of grants,
mm.
so that the clubs can run the league and play their players decent salaries. And also, as a result of that, the spectators are spared. Because you'll find that the tickets to watch the PSL game is like 40 rand.
Sure.
Which, in the bigger scheme of things, does not contribute much to those clubs. Because you'll find that gate takings, they contribute less than 3% of the revenue of the PSL. So basically, what the problem is now, with these new ICASA rulings, they're taking away the exclusivity,
mm.
which these broadcasters have over the PSL. Now, then let's focus on the relationship between PSL and MultiChoice. The contract they signed was worth over 2 billion rand.
Mm.
That's big money, and also as a result of the exclusivity, it kind of forces people to buy decoders and also generates revenue for them. So now if it's made free, the PSL loses out a lot of that money.
Mm.
And also, if you look at the broadcast rights and also the sponsorships,
mm.
they're kind of interlinked in the sense that ABSA will sponsor the PSL.
Mm.
They know they'll get value, that the matches that will broadcast,
sure.
their names will be there.
Mm.
Their name will be there, and anything that's got to do with the PSL, they've got the naming rights,
mm.
and the airtime they receive on TV
mm.
Would also bring a lot of revenue for them.
Sure.
Now, with these ICASA rulings, it means that PSL will lose out on the income generated via the broadcast rights.
Yeah, Budam, you mentioned something that caught my interest, and you
yes.
spoke about exclusivity. I mean,
yes.
some of our listeners might be asking, what does exclusivity mean? Can you kindly explain to us what does that mean?
Basically, exclusivity, the fact that only PSL, the PSL matches only can be broadcast via on MultiChoice.
Sure.
So they've got exclusive rights, but obviously they do sign the sublease some of the rights to SABC so that some of the matches are available there on the SABC as the free to fair channel. But the fact that they've got exclusive rights to those, that's what they pay for. That's the value which they pay for. And if you, because another sporting code which is going to be affected by this is rugby and cricket.
So at least
with PSL matches, you do find them on the national broadcaster, SABC. Whereas in rugby, you basically find it only on SABC, and then on Super Sport 1, which you have to have the premium bouquet for it. Now, with this new, and now this forces people to go buy that premium bouquet. And so for the amount that Super Sport pays for those rights, they know they can recoup it by people who have to subscribe and buy that premium bouquet. But the minute you take away that exclusivity, then it's pointless for me to have that DSTV. I'll just watch it on free-to-air. And not only will Super Sport lose a lot of revenue, but the sporting bodies will lose a lot of revenue. And it won't only affect PSL. It will affect the clubs. And most importantly, it will affect the players. The players will be the biggest losers, in my opinion, when it comes to that.
Loud and clear, Butam. But talking about the sports, I mean, it has evolved throughout the year. I mean, especially football. And broadcasting seems to be the big major contribution of that. In your opinion, as a legal expert in sports, are there any other ways to generate sufficient money to sustain teams, I mean, for years in sports other than broadcasting?
No, currently broadcasting is the biggest income generator. You go to any league in the world, the biggest income generator would be the broadcasting. The more your league is broadcast to a broader audience, the more money you generate for it via broadcasting. But I'm assuming probably in the future that will probably change, and where people move to streaming and internet, and where I'm thinking of a system in boxing where it's pay-per-view. So let's say where a system where you say, listen, I don't want to subscribe for the whole month.
Sure.
Where I want to match a match, let's say Chiefs Pirates.
Sure.
Then you can pay for that match.
Okay.
And then you can watch it live via streaming. And then I think that will probably move to that the next day. But I don't see broadcasting going away anytime soon. And if you look at the benefits, because I would say, you know, PSL matches before 2006-07,
sure,
the PSL was basically compelled to sell those rights to SABC. I'll just give an example in terms of the figures. From 2002-03 season till 2006-07 season,
sure,
the PSL sold those rights to SABC. The amount which they were paid for it was about 3.2 million. Now, in 2007, when SuperSport sold those rights for 5 years to MultiChoice,
sure,
MultiChoice paid 1.6 billion rands worth. Now you can see the difference in cost.
Sure.
Now let's go to the teams. With that much money in the system, basically it made the super the PSL be in a position to increase the grants given to the teams, where teams were given a grant of about 300,000 a month to about the 2 million that they get, and also the players also benefited from that. You find now the players stopped from earning salaries, ridiculous salaries of 3,000 to 5,000. And guys are making 80,000-60,000 rand a month, and the top players can earn over 400,000 rand per month.
Wow. Butam, that's a lot of information that you've given us there. But one final question before I let you go, Butam. How do you see this whole situation turning out, though, Budi? What can be an amicable solution to all of this? If they are to avoid going all the way to the Constitutional Court, should there a need arises?
Okay. You know, with the consultation that is currently going on, I think if ICASA applies their mind and listens to all the parties involved, I think it's an amicable situation can be reached there. One, and also two, where as part of structure a deal so that the smaller sporting codes also benefit, because that was another gripe for ICASA, that the small sporting codes, you never see them anywhere on TV. So, but I think that is the most notable one. Otherwise, this fight will go all the way to the Constitutional Court. And I think even before these regulations are drafted, they should have had these consultations first with all the stakeholders and try to get a deal or a situation which will benefit everyone, including the voiceless, smaller sporting codes. Because now, if you go to TV, there's a big three that dominates the revenue and the space, which will be cricket, rugby, and obviously football. Yeah.
Wow. Budam, let me thank you so much, Budam, for ixesha lakho and speaking to us on Sokola Duma Radio. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much, man. Enjoy. Cheers. Bye. Sokola Duma Radio.
Well, and that is that for this week. And in case you are wondering how come we didn't have someone from the PSL speaking to us, well, we did try to reach out to the league, but unfortunately, they were not willing to talk about this whole situation. And we have come to the end of the show for this week. It is goodbye.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.